Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in.
If you're thinking about becoming an adoptive parent or are in the process of adopting or you've already adopted, you're probably aware of many challenges that come with the territory, from the paperwork and legalities to the physical and emotional tolls. There's no denying that adoption is a big undertaking. What you may not be prepared for, however, are the pressures that come with being an adoptive parent over the long term. When you become an adoptive parent, you're signing up for a lifetime of love, laughter, and surprises. You might think that the biggest challenge you'll face as an adoptive parent is the initial adjustment period, getting to know your new child and helping them adjust to their new home. But for many adoptive parents, the most challenging years are yet to come. In my program, Success for Second Moms, I share about the life cycle of adoptive families and certain trouble spots to be aware of in each of the phases. For instance, are you in the phase of raising teens? Adopted teenagers can be a handful. They're going through all the changes that come with adolescence, hormones, mood swings, rebelliousness, and they're likely focused on testing their wings of independence while simultaneously dealing with doubts and questions about their roots, and may view you as an obstacle on both ends. As an adoptive parent, you might feel like you're in over your head. You're not alone. The best and most foundational piece is your faith in God. The verse that tells me He is working all things out for good for those called according to His purpose has helped me when everything seemed to be working out poorly, especially since I know that He called me to adoption. Here are some of the most common pressures adoptive parents face and how to deal with them. The pressure to be perfect. When you adopt a child, it may feel like you're not just becoming their parent, you're becoming their everything. You're their teacher, their nurse, their counselor, their disciplinarian. And for many adoptive parents, that pressure to be everything to their child can be overwhelming. It's important to remember that you don't have to be perfect or do everything yourself to be a good parent. Adopted children have already been through a lot in their young lives, and they need your unconditional love and support more than anything else at that time. So cut yourself some slack. I want to encourage you to redefine your success based on your actions, not on any of the things you have no control over, whether that be your child's current attitude or beliefs, behaviors, or choices, or those of other people. Another is the pressure to prove yourself. In addition to the typical pressures of being a parent, adoptive parents may also feel the need to prove themselves to their child or children. They may feel like they have to work harder to earn their child's love and trust. I encourage you, again, to redefine success based on the actions you take. Focus on being a consistently trustworthy person, on showing love in consistent ways over time. Your consistent actions are something you can commit to, providing them the opportunities to develop love and trust. Third, the pressures of unrealistic expectations. It's important to set realistic expectations, both for yourself as an adoptive parent, as well as for your child or teen. This pressure seems to intensify as they get older, to be age appropriate, as if hitting a certain age magically bestows a level of skills and abilities that were otherwise not there. Understand that there will be challenges and difficult moments along the way for both of you, or all of you. Don't put too much pressure on yourself or on your child or children to meet unrealistic expectations. And pressures of difficult feelings and emotions, both yours and theirs. Another way to deal with the pressures of adoption is to talk about your feelings with your spouse or partner, if you can, but remember, they have their own stuff to deal with as well. And sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. Is that how that goes? The trees for the forest for the trees? You can talk with a trusted friend. You can talk with a mental health professional if necessary. But remember, it's normal to feel sad, anger even, anxiety or grief during and after the adoption process, even years after, as we process things in our own time. Talking about your thoughts and emotions can help you work through them in a healthy way. So, as I said, it's important to note that while grief and loss are normal parts of the adoption process for both children and adults alike, including siblings who are affected in very real ways, everyone grieves in different ways and at different speeds. Some people move through the stages quickly, while others get stuck in one stage for months or even years. And before moving on to another stage, there's no right way to grieve. Everyone does it differently based on their personalities and life experiences up until that point. Grief counseling and coping strategies can help. The pressures of parenting children with early childhood developmental trauma is another set of pressures that adoptive parents can be facing that perhaps their friends and neighbors do not. One of the biggest challenges facing adoptive parents is the fact that they're often raising children who have been through trauma at those early developmental ages and stages. This can manifest in a variety of ways, from behavioral issues to attachment problems. As a result, adoptive parents often have to deal with things that other parents don't have to deal with. For example, they may have to deal with tantrums, meltdowns, and violent outbursts at a level that is just not typical. They may also have to deal with their child's refusal to accept them as a parent or see them as anything other than a caretaker. And then there's the pressures of outside biases. In addition to the challenges that come with raising a traumatized child, adoptive parents also have to deal with the fact that they are often viewed as second-class parents by friends, family, and even strangers and authorities. People tend to assume that because they did not give birth to their child, they must not be, quote, real parents. This can be incredibly hurtful and discouraging, especially when people make comments like, you're not really her mother, or he's not really your son, or what about their real parents? Adopting a child is an amazing act of love and commitment, but understand that it comes with its own unique set of challenges and pressures. Being an adoptive parent is no easy feat. In addition to all of the normal challenges that come with parenting, adoptive parents also have to deal with the unique challenges that come with adoption, from dealing with a child's trauma to dealing with the perception that they are second-class parents. It can be an uphill battle at times. by creating a supportive network, setting realistic expectations, and talking about your feelings with trusted others, you can help reduce the amount of stress you're feeling as an adoptive parent. And remember, you're not alone in this journey, even though it may feel that way. If you've read all the books, been through counseling, and find yourself ready to move forward, and yet a bit unsure of your next steps, coaching may be a good fit for you. And I offer coaching VIP days as part of my two-part program, Success for Second Moms. If you want more information, please contact me and I will be happy to share it with you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.